High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 1-8 Harrington Rams and your 4-5 Strathaven Panthers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Week 10 already here in the high school football season. It seems like it's flown by here in 2018. It seems by it that it's even flown by faster for the 14 seniors that the Panthers are honoring tonight here on in their final game at George L. King Field. In all likelihood, the Panthers will make the playoffs with a win tonight. In all likelihood, they will be on the road. So for a lot of these young men who came to so many games as youngsters, who played through the middle school program, and now in their fourth year through the high school program, hard to believe that it's gone by so quickly for so many seniors, but we are thrilled to bring you the action tonight here at George L. King Field. Week 10 action, and we, like we said, are anticipating that the season will not end tonight for the Panthers. A big win over Marple Newtown last week, and it should vault them into the District 1 playoffs for the third year in a row, and we'll see what happens after that. So, good evening from Wallingford. A 7:30 kickoff tonight. Had a little bit of a delay with a playoff soccer game earlier this afternoon. The 7 o'clock kickoff has moved back to 7:30, so it gives us a few extra minutes tonight to honor the 14 seniors who are in the silver and black here at George L. King Field. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play and joined by Mike Mayer. And Mike, senior night's always special for us, looking at some of these guys who we saw as skinny little sophomores, and Now these are big, strong 17, 18-year-old kids who've dedicated a lot of time and energy, not just this season, but to the program overall for the last 3 years.
Well, actually, it really goes back further than that because we haven't announced this yet, but on November 5th, we'll be doing a doubleheader of the lightweight and heavyweight middle school games. And so it's not unusual for us to call a game in a given year for the middle school. So we actually see these kids when they're in 7th and 8th grade. Of course, I'm a school bus driver here, so I see them as well. But, yeah, it's bittersweet. And I know the time goes by fast when you're my age, but it just begins to start going fast when you're in high school. And I'm sure these guys are turning around and looking and saying, boy, I can't believe this is the end of my career at Strathaven. We've seen a lot of them. We've been doing this for 15 years, and we've seen a lot come and go. And, of course, a few of the people that we've watched are getting kids and now entering high school. So it's I feel very old. But in any event, this is always bittersweet. You look at the list of the kids that are not going to be coming back, and you say, wow, one more year would have been nice. So it's what it is, but it's something that makes high school football so much fun. It just keeps moving through. And it's much better to see them go out with a bang and go on to college or whatever they're going to be doing than watch them wear out like you do in the pros, and they just don't play as well as they used to anymore. And
that's right. But, more on those lines, the motto for Coach Clancy for years has been, we just want to get better every week. And the upside for this particular team, a tough opening night, followed by a three-game win streak, followed by a four-game losing streak, and now last week snapped out of it in a big way, beating Marple Newtown for the first time since 2012, which is hard to believe. But they knocked off the Tigers with 54 points on the board, a fantastic defensive effort as well. Marple with two touchdowns late. It really was not even as close as the score indicated. And, again, the Panthers – could be on a good roll leading into the District 1 playoffs next week, but they have to get past Harrington.
Yep.
We did some math earlier in the day. If it does not go well tonight, the Panthers are done. So okay. They are very likely to be out. Kennett would probably jump ahead of them for the 16th spot in the playoffs. But the Panthers hoping to take care of business against the 1-8 Rams, who have not won since opening weekend,
right.
And have not scored a touchdown in the last three games.
Yeah, well, so. And I do want to apologize, I think. I had done the calculations and thought that win or lose tonight, the Panthers would probably make the playoffs, and kind of stated that in my column at the 50-yard line. And I did not mean any disrespect for Harrington. The game has not been played. It is conceivable that if we lose, we will not make it in. So I didn't want to jump the gun or act like this was a done deal. Certainly the numbers look like the Panthers should be able to beat the Rams, but at the end of the day, you got to play the game and you got to play well enough to win. So no disrespect intended to Harrington and their players. They will do everything they can to defeat the Panthers tonight, I'm sure, and the Panthers will give it every effort they can to come out victorious. So we'll have to play.
And, you know, the chatter before the game with everybody we've bumped into and talked to is, okay, well, where could the Panthers be next week, of course? If things go the way they expect tonight and the way they hope with a win, whether that's by 1 point or 50 points, it doesn't matter.
Right.
A win is a win is a win, and it all counts the same at this time of year for the playoff-bound teams. So Strathaven, at the moment, we are projecting them as a 13 seed, but again, there are some scores from the 7 o'clock kickoffs that could maybe even disrupt that idea. So right now, the expectation, if we had to make a call today, we could be on the road at Academy Park, or really the loser of the Academy Park Penwood game, which is going on as we speak. But at the same time, it's not inconceivable that Radnor could fall to 4. If Academy Park were to win tonight, Penwood may stay ahead of Radnor and take the 3 seed. I say that knowing full well right now that Radnor and Lower Merion are scoreless in the second quarter.
God, that's weird.
So,
Lower Merion is so much better this year.
Talent-wise, yeah. Lower Merion has some skill guys that can score from anywhere. Nobody has scored through the first 12 minutes. That game is scoreless. Also scoreless, Unionville and Sun Valley. They've gone through 4 series. It's late in the first quarter there. If Unionville were to lose to Sun Valley tonight, Strathaven could stand to jump up 1, possibly even 2 seeds from that 13 spot that we've discussed so far. If Radnor were to fall to Lower Merion, you know, Radnor right now is looking pretty strong for a 3 seed. They could fall back to a 4 or even a 5. Assuming Westchester Ruston wins tonight. So there are just a number of scenarios that have to be played out on the field tonight. Kennett right now, Kennett has Quakertown. If Kennett loses to Quakertown, they could still get in as the 16 seed. If Chichester were to lose to Chester, that's tomorrow afternoon,
right.
Probably in a downpour and wind, which, you know, is completely unpredictable.
Unless they postpone it to Sunday.
Well, that's a possibility too, I guess. But at this point, the Panthers' seeding is very much, well, never mind the seeding. Their playoff destiny is very much in their hands. If they take care of business tonight, they should do no worse than a 13 seed,
right.
And possibly could move up depending on what else is going on. In 6A, a couple of big games tonight with the Central League title on the line. Garnet Valley can win it outright tonight with a win over Upper Darby. They are at home. They are at Upper Darby tonight, looking for a score there. Ridley has jumped out early on Haverford. Late in the first quarter, Ridley's ahead 7-0 on Haverford. Ridley wins, they're in. If they lose, they're probably out. Upper Darby, with that loss to Ridley last week, Upper Darby, if they were to lose to Garnet Valley tonight, they could very well be out of the playoffs entirely, which would be hard to believe with a 7-3 record. But we'll see how that goes. Pencrest and Marple Newtown are 7-7 midway through the first quarter. If Marple Newtown were to lose to just one win Pencrest, Marple could be out entirely. So there's still a lot to consider here. Over the next couple hours.
It almost always is. I mean, we've done this so many years, and it always seems to come down to the last night, which is what, you know, that's the beauty of a 16-team slot is that
right.
There's so many teams that are fighting for positioning, and if this was an 8-team slot, a lot of things we're talking about just wouldn't be effective.
Yep.
There wouldn't be any chance. So Yep. It's pretty neat.
That's right. A couple other score updates. I mentioned a big game. This is for the Del Valle title. Never mind the one seed in the 5A playoffs. Penwood 14, Academy Park nothing. Desmond Johnson, 2-yard keeper. The Penwood offense, per Matt Smith, is unstoppable right now. And, again, they are one of the highest-powered offenses in the county at the moment, and they are showing it tonight. Penwood on top of Academy Park at the moment, 14 to nothing. Over in Upper Darby 3, Garnet Valley nothing. So, again, Upper Darby knows they have to win to keep their playoff hopes alive in all likelihood. Garnet Valley projects right now to be a top three seed. If it doesn't go well tonight, they're falling out down a couple of pegs as well, and presumably could drop into a tie for the Central League title, depending on how the rest of the evening shakes out. So we will try to keep you posted on a number of different games. Oxford is a big one tonight. Oxford could be playing without up to 8 starters tonight against Bishop Shanahan, including their quarterback, which is in large part the reason for the 45-0 loss to Kennett last week, which kind of shocked all of us. But, again, that's something we will sort out later on. But in the meantime, just want to make mention of the seniors tonight that we're saying goodbye to here at George L. King Field. We hope to see them over the next few weeks in the playoffs. But Arion Ford, Jake Fisher, Jais Davis, Dylan Fitzgerald, Zane Mazur, Perry Sosi, Luke Healy, Zach Hussein, Ethan Belleville, Zach Lesher, Chris Tagliaterra, Zach Mungan, Ryan Krause, and Andrew McLaughlin. Just, again, a great, great contribution to the football program. You know, a playoff win a year ago was the first one we've seen here since 2012. Really, really just great to see these guys build it and build it and build it. And even in the course of the losing streak this year, Mike, we had talked a ton about the battles that they just kept on fighting. You know, again, Upper Darby, a powerful team that really just ran through them in the second half. Panthers just kept putting points on the board. They just kept fighting. Same deal with the Haverford game 2 weeks ago. You know, Haverford put 40 on the board. The Panthers just kept scoring. Again, really doing a nice job.
And you know, there were turnovers and things that when you look at you, if you come back and say, God, if you could have just stopped that play, if you could just get that one back, you know, these would be much closer games. So we're going to hopefully go out tonight as a 5-5 team. But I would say a pretty good 5-5 team. I would say probably if things had gone our way a little bit, maybe a 7-3 team. So you know, and I think that's the way we're playing. The other thing, of course, is to consider that we only have, 37 active roster members now?
Right.
So, you know, there's no ability to really substitute. There's no ability to get a breather. Everybody's going both ways. Not everybody, literally, but many of them. Plus, they're on specialty teams. You know, they never come out of the game, and that's a tough way to play football, particularly when you're playing against teams that have twice your roster size and can substitute fairly liberally. So, you know, and that's part of maybe why some of the losses occurred. You know, as Haven was trying to find his feet, as the kids were trying to establish the stamina to play all game long, you know, fatigue sets in and soreness and all the other factors that go in, and you just can't bring yourself to stave off a block or penetrate or rush the quarterback or things like that as you get fatigued. So, you know, you don't know, and I'm not making excuses. It is what it is. You come with what you got, you play the best game you can, and you either take the W or you don't. And that's what's been most impressive, I think, with the Panthers. I haven't heard a sour word from anybody. I mean, you know, it is what it is. This is the team we got. This is what we're playing. We're going to do it. There is an effort afoot. We've got a pretty good-sized freshman class coming up, and you know, we're going to try to build the program, get back up to what we'd like to see as a 45 or 50-man roster at least. And I think as long as those efforts prove successful, I think we won't be dealing with these kind of issues in the foreseeable future. But, you know, we'll see what happens. In the meantime, it's a great game to watch. By the way, if it sounds a little quiet here tonight, it is.
Yep.
They're calling for rain. The band doesn't show up when they're calling for rain like that. So we don't have quite the crowd size. And I think the rain scared away a decent amount of our fans. I would say there's maybe 300 or 400 people here. Harrington brought some band members. They're in plain clothes, I think, with just school jackets on. So maybe we'll get a little bit of sound out of them across the field. Their crowd is very sparse as well, at probably 40 or 50 people. So, yeah, it's going to be a little quiet tonight. We'll do what we can to with our enthusiastic voices, but it won't be quite the high school excitement that we normally anticipate when we do a football game.
It'll be us up to us to bring the excitement, Mike.
And we've got
Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulginetti joining us at halftime. We thank them for the effort on the stats and the spotting in the meantime. As Mike's been talking, scores a flying from elsewhere. Kennett actually on top of Quakertown 7-0 after the first quarter. So good for Kennett. If they can win, they are likely in. So some excitement there. Marple Newtown and Pencrest tied at 7. They've gone to halftime. Radnor 14, Lower Merion 7. So Radnor on top. As expected, but that's a tight one. Scoreless, Sun Valley and Unionville. Scoreless, Springfield and Conestoga.
Wow.
At the end of the first quarter. Upper Darby, 3, Garnet Valley, nothing. What was the other one? Central Bucks West, 7, Abington, nothing. Abington still with a very slim shot of playoff possibility, but not likely. And Interboro needs a win tonight over Glenn Mills to avoid any kind of concern on making the playoffs. Interboro leads Glenn Mills 15-0 in the second quarter. Mm. So Interboro at the moment stands probably in maybe that 11 seed, but could move up depending on what's going on with Oxford and others. Elsewhere in the Suburban One League, Happer Horsham 7, Plymouth White Marsh nothing. Thanks to Rick Wolfel for the tweets there. And Rick, he was an umpire and a sports writer back when I grew up in Montgomery County. And the Panthers are on the field tonight now. They've honored the senior cheerleaders, the senior football players, and they are in all black uniforms tonight with white numerals, silver helmets. Over on the far sideline, white jerseys, black pants, red numerals, and white helmets for the Rams of Harriton. But we've got the national anthem coming up right here, so we'll keep it right here.
Okay.
No band tonight, so we'll hear from hear the Star Spangled Banner momentarily.
Hopefully, we'll pick it up well. I don't know who's singing it.
Fantastic job there of the Star Spangled Banner. And we are ready for the opening kickoff here momentarily. So again, missing the bands tonight, but we should be ready to go with the kickoff right here. And standing deep to return, Arion Ford, Ebo Pio, and Ethan Belleville left to right as the Panthers will receive this opening kickoff and move right to left in front of us as we start the first quarter. And ready to kick it away for Harriton is number 41, Evan Tracy, first-year football player, soccer contributor on the soccer team. But actually, that's not Evan going to kick it off. Who's this now?
60?
Is 30? Number 30 going to step in there. This is Liam Maruka ready to kick it away. So don't see Evan Tracy out there tonight. So it'll be Liam Maruka has it teed up halfway between the hash marks. P.O. awaits at the 10-yard line, flanked on either side by Ford and Belleville. Panthers ready to rock and roll, and we are underway in Week 10. Low line drive kicks going to come to one of the up men. This is Hussein at the 30, looking for running room, head of steam across the 35-40, out to the 43-yard line, and the Panthers' offense will start right there. Jake Fisher is your quarterback. Zach Hussein is your fullback. The halfbacks, Ebo Pio and Ethan Belleville. Tight end is Evan Blake. We'll see John Wilson in there as well. Mike Golay, your center. Sam Burke and Chris Tagliaterra, the guards. Matt Dowdy and Ryan Krause, your tackles. And the Panthers looking fired up and ready to go here. First and 10 from their 43. From the left hash, they'll snap it and have two tight ends to start things, Ford and Blake, right and left, respectively. On first and 10, Fisher under center. Turn, gives to Saints. A lot of running room. Cuts to his left, 50, 45, 40, and he's going to run through another tackle before he's tripped up at the Harrington 33-yard line. 24 yards on his first carry of the night, and the Panthers in business. First and 10 in Harrington territory. Harrington defense includes Ryan Diodoni, Teddy Molino, Jack Rosenfeld, Harry Thomas, Max Copley, Will Brano, Teddy, Bobby Lesser, Darrell Cresswell, and we'll get to that in a moment. On first and 10, they go Belleville off the left side. He's got room, 30, cuts inside, spins across the 25 and tripped up at the 24, but give him about 9 yards on his first tote, and the Panthers rocking and rolling on their first two plays here. We'll also see up front Zach Rubin on the defensive line. A couple of injuries for Harrington tonight has thinned them out considerably on the offensive line. But number 51, Ian Trotter in there, and a four-man front here for the Rams. They'll mix it up between a 3-3 stack and a 4-3 look here. Eight men in the box for the Rams. On second and one, it's P.O. off the right side. Follows Tagliaterrence. Got some speed across the 20. 15, P.O. turns upfield at the 10. The 5, and he is into the end zone. Ebo P.O. Hot knife through butter. The Panthers score in just three plays, each back with a big run, and the Panthers on the board. 10:46 to play in the first quarter, and Ebo P.O. takes it the final 24 yards for the score.
Ooh, that was – you don't get much more impressive series of drives than that.
That was a fantastic start off the Hussein return to the 43. So the Panthers go 57 yards on the opening drive. Extra point is on the way. Emmett Young up and good. 7-0 Strathaven, just a minute and 14 seconds into it. We'll take a short timeout, get the cat growl and the commercials ready. Here we go, Mike. Panthers off to a fast start on havenfootball.net.
Probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
It takes just three plays, but the Panthers go 57 yards for the score, 24 of it on the legs of Ebo Pio at the 10:46 mark, 7-0 Strathaven, and Emmett Young ready to kick it away. Standing deep to return, number two is Teddy Molino, along with number seven, Brian Stewart. High end-over-end kick. This will be Molino, who hauls it in at the 7-yard line. Up the right hash mark now, leans to his left a little bit. Good head of steam across the 25, but the Panthers stop him right there. Give him the 26-yard line and bring the Harrington offense onto the field. Harrington's offense led by Mike Stewart, senior quarterback. Jack Rosenfeld, one of your running backs, will see him in the slot as well as they mix Teddy Molino into the run game. Darrell Cresswell, Brian Stewart, Max Copley are amongst your receivers. Michael Schwartz, Ari Charmont, Ryan Diodoni, Connor Block, and Zach Rubin are your offensive line. All right, they break the huddle with three wide receivers. Rosenfeld on the right hip and a pistol look with Molino alongside of Mike Stewart. Stewart in the gun. On first down, they give it inside. Rosenfeld, head of steam, 6'2", 205 pounds coming at you. Across the 30, out to the 31-yard line. Gain of 5 for Rosenfeld, so a good start there for the Rams. Defensively tonight, a couple little changes here. May not see much of Jake Fisher on defense, but up front they've got Corey Harris, Sam Burke, and Ryan Krause. Ethan Belleville are your down four. Inside linebackers John Prochniak and Luke Healy. Outside backers, they kick John Wilson back outside. Strong safety Evan Blake. Corners are Jais Davis, Arion Ford. Free safety is Ebo Pio. Second and 5 here from the 31. Stewart gives inside. Rosenfeld again off the left side, and he's going to be near first down yardage, running hard. I think they're going to give it to him there. Prochniak on the tackle, but a gain of 5 and another first down, and a first down there for Harrington. So nice start right there. Good start here for Harrington, whose line is going to give up some size tonight, Mike.
Yeah, well, but their running backs won't.
No, not at 6'2", 205. No, Rosenfeld won't. That's right. Clock ticks, 9:38, 9:37 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Harrington first and 10 at their own 36. Pistol look again. Rosenfeld, the fullback. And they give it to Rosenfeld again off the left guard, and this time the Panthers are waiting for him. Nice job by Sam Burke with first contact. Gain of just two on this one. They'll take it out to the 39. We'll call it gain of three, rather. Krause in on the stop as well. So if they can keep the Panther offense off the field, then Harrington could get some things going, huh?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And this, of course, is very fatiguing to the defense, so they really need to get a stop here with second and seven about it. This is where you need to make the stop.
From just inside the left hash, Harrington, three wide receivers, two to the right, one to the left. Stewart, they go toss play to this near side, and cutting inside is Molyneux, and he's going to be buried. First contact by Belleville, ran him right into the arms of Krause and Harris. Check that. That was Cresswell, who's going to lose a couple yards here. Minus two on that carry, brings up third down and nine. Jailbreak that time. All three defensive linemen with some room to operate there. Good job by the two ends in particular, Belleville and Harris, to contain, and Krause there to clean it up. Third and nine. 8:20 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. 7-0 Strathaven, and Harrington trying to get things going. They split one receiver to the left, now get trips left. Out to the far side, Seth Fleazar. To the near side, Brian Stewart, the brother of the quarterback. Mike Stewart takes the snap, and the ball is deflected and incomplete. Nice job by Belleville. Firing to the left flat, Belleville got a hand on it, and it falls at the feet of Copley, and it brings up fourth down and nine. So the first pass of the night goes awry for Harrington. Panthers force the punt. Nicely done there. Jais Davis stands deep to return with Ebo Pio. Mike Stewart staying on to punt. So we'll see. They have an option to throw it, certainly. See if the Panthers come after this one. Evan Blake looks like he's ready to fire out of the starting blocks here. Stewart gets it away. It's a short kick angling to this near sideline. It's going to take a hop at the Strathaven 42 and roll out of bounds right there. So just 23 on the punt, no return, and the Panthers start in very good field position once again. Started at the 43 the first time, here at their own 42, and see if the Panthers need any more than four plays here.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
So we'll try to get you updated here. I'm just trying to get Twitter going. The computer's not cooperating for me, but we'll get my phone going on the next time out. Here we go. Motion man is Ebo Pio. Back to pass is Jake Fisher. Nope, they gave it to Zach Hussein. Nice fake by Jake. And a gain of nine on the fullback dive. Fake me out on that one. Nicely done on the quick hitter, and Zach Hussein sets up second down and one as he crosses the midfield stripe. They'll put it on the 49-yard line. Hussein, 33 yards on just two carries. He's Delaware County's leading rusher coming into tonight. And we'll see how things go from here. Panthers lead at 7-0. 7:15 to play in the first quarter. Two tight end set, wing tee behind Fisher, and they give it to Hussein one more time. Off the left side, he's got a first down and more across the 45, carrying people across the 40 all the way down to the 39. Give him 10 more and another Panther first down. You know, Mike, our stats, I was checking that out earlier today. Panthers have three backs all hovering around 6 yards a carry on the season.
It's been, again, you know, you look at us at a 5-5 team and I say, we really should be 7-3. We got some pretty good power.
First and 10 for the Panthers. Split end to the right is Arion Ford. Motion man is Pio. They give it to him on the jet sweep for that right side. Gets a nice block there and a cutback for Pio to the left and stumbles his way to the 35. Nice lead block there from Hussein, and then the cutback lane closed quickly. Nice job there by number four, Harry Thomas, to clean it up. So Pio picks up four, brings up second down and six. Good start here for the Panthers. Golay over the football, nose of it on the Harrington 35. On second down and six, it's Belleville off the left side who cuts inside, has a good lead block. Stutter Ooh. Steps his way, and a nice open field tackle by Brian Stewart that time, shy of the 30-yard line. So gain of just three, and it'll bring up the first third down of the night for the Panthers. Clock continues to melt, 5:58, 5:57 and counting. In the first quarter, Panthers on top 7-0, probably four down territory here, but We'll see what they can get on third down and three. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Two tight ends in front of Fisher, who is under center. He turns, gives to Hussein, has room off the left side. First down and more. 25, cuts inside at the 20, carrying tacklers, and finally dragged out of bounds by three white jerseys at the 11-yard line. How about 22 more for Zach Hussein and another Panther first down?
And about 10 of that was due to blocking. The other 10 was really all him.
Terrific job up front. You know, Mike, I started to talk about the idea of like 6 yards a carry for three different backs. You know, that those are stats you might as well pin on your two guards, your center, your two tackles, the two tight end set that they've had. I mean, those kids blocking up front, along with the other backs. You know,
right.
that's a credit to all of them. First and 10 from the 11. Fisher under center. Motion man is Pio. They play fake. Back to fast for the first time. Fisher firing to the end zone. Has a man out there. And it is incomplete.
Oh.
In and out of the hands of Arion Ford. About 8 yards deep in the end zone. Nice delivery. Arion just couldn't haul it in as he tumbled out of the back of the end zone. So second and 11.
That has been our Achilles heel. Fisher has made more good passes that we have not seemed to be able to hang on to. It's just been amazing. You know, it's like throw him someplace other than in his chest and in his hands. Maybe we can grab him there. It's just been amazing to watch. But that was another beautiful pass thrown right where it should have been. Just couldn't find the handle.
So they'll try it again, and on second down, this is Pio off the right side. He'll be tripped up after a gain of maybe four. We'll see where they spot it as they unpile. They'll put it down at the 7, brings up third down, and about 6. So Pio, 32 yards on just 3 carries so far. 4 down territory perhaps, but we'll see what happens on third down here. 2 tight end set, Pio to the left. Belleville and Hussein in the backfield behind Fisher turns, gives to Hussein off the right side. Now straight up the middle. He's going to be close to first down yardage. I don't know. We're going to have first and goal or first or fourth and inches. I think he's shy. They're going to put this down at the 2. Gain of 5 more for Hussein. And Panthers showing no signs of bringing their kicker onto the field. 4-14. 4-13 and counting to play in the first quarter. Harrington needs a stop here. Panthers will go for it on 4th and 1 from the 2. Trying to add to a 7-0 lead. Panthers have had positive plays on every snap except for the incompletion. Fisher, under center, 9-man front. It's Hussein off the right side. He runs through an arm tackle, and he is into the end zone for the 18th time this season. Zach Hussein in from the 2, and the Panthers with a 2-touchdown lead. ...58-yard scoring drive, followed a 57-yard scoring drive, and again, all of it coming on the ground so far. Emmett Young on for the extra point. Jake Fisher to hold it, he puts it down, ball spotted. Kick is away, plenty long enough, and right down the middle. Emmett Young 2 for 2, the Panthers 2 for 2 on their offensive possession so far. They've both finished in the west end zone. 14-0 Strathaven. Be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
2-yard touchdown run for Zach Hussein, his 18th on the season, and the Panthers on top 14-0. Great start for the offense. They'll put the defense right back out there as Emmett Young lets go with a line drive kick. It's going to take a hop and hit Teddy Molyneux. Nice job by Molyneux to haul it in at the 5, and he's going to be run out of bounds quickly at the 16. Super job right there by Pio and Corey Harris to stop him on after just a, we'll call it 11 yards on the return. Nice job by Emmett Young to pin him in the corner. Gave him not too many options to get going. Emmett Young, congratulations to the boys' soccer team. 2 assists for Emmett in the first-round playoff game. A good win this week for the boys. Disappointing finish for the girls' soccer team this afternoon. Lost 1-0 with just 2 minutes left in the game. Frustrating way, but congratulations to the girls. A fine season. 13 wins for the Strathaven girls' soccer team. Here First and 10 from their own 16. Harrison trying to get on the board, trailing 14-0. Mike Stewart going to keep it now, giving it to Rosenfeld off the right guard this time. He is stood up quickly there by Healy, Harris, and others. We'll see where they put this down on the 19-yard line. So Rosenfeld picks up three. Four carries, 16 yards so far for the senior. And brings up second down and seven. Prochniak in there as well. Panthers swarming to the ball nicely. Zane Mazur into the game at cornerback on this near sideline. Split to the far side is Seth Fleazar. Slot left as well. Split to the near side, Brian Stewart. Two backs in the backfield alongside of Mike Stewart. On second and seven, he's in the shotgun. And low snap, scramble for it. Ball is loose, and nice job by Molyneux to fall on it. Back inside the 10 at the 9. Snap hit him in the shins. And a heads-up play by the sophomore to pounce on it. But they're going to lose 10 yards on this and turns it into third and forever. Third and call it 15 maybe. And now, yeah, this is going to, they're going to spot this at the 9. All right. So long way to go here for Harrington. They trail it. Clock ticks. 2:24 and counting to play here in the first quarter. Slot to either side, split to either side. Molyneux in the backfield. Mike Stewart is back to pass. Looking into his end zone. They throw a little inside screen, nicely designed, across the 15-yard line. Molyneux, and nice work by Mazur to run him out of bounds, shy of the 20. So well short of the first down, but a pickup of 11 to Molyneux, and punt formation once again here for Harrington. So Panthers just giving up ground there in the secondary. That was nice coverage, nicely designed, safe pass there for the Harrington offense, but just too much real estate after the fumbled snap on second down.
Who's punting?
On to punt it is Mike Stewart again. He takes the snap. He gets rid of it off the side of his foot, going straight sideways, and the Panthers are going to be in terrific field position here. We'll look for the line judge to stop moving, and he does at the 23-yard line. This is a 22-yard line, rather. That's a 3-yard punt, no return. So at this point, Strathaven leading 14-0, 1:29 to play on the first quarter clock, and it's gone from bad to worse for Harrington. All right, here we go. Split end to the right is Arion Ford. From the 22-yard line, Jake Fisher under center. Wing to the right is Ethan Belleville. On first down, back to pass. Looking, firing to the outside, and it is off the hands of Arion Ford. Incomplete. Brings up second down and 10. So Panthers trying to get some connection going in the passing game, which could serve them well tonight, but could serve them better next week if you have some confidence there. But 0-for-2 in the passing game so far.
Both balls are there.
Second down and 10. From the 22, they'll try again. Split end to the right is Arion Ford. Wing to the right is Belleville. Tight end to the left is Evan Blake. Is quick hitter to Hussein off the left side with a head of steam. He's going to be tripped up nicely by Darrell Cresswell at the 14-yard line, but eight more for Hussein. He's up to 78 yards on just seven carries, 80 yards now. He had the 2-yard touchdown. So, brings up third down and 2. Garnet Valley, 28, Upper Darby, 3.
Really?
They got it going there in the second quarter. 28-0, Innerborough on top of Glen Mills. Here, third down and 2. Gives to Belleville, looking for room off the left side. He's going to be very patient and drive his way inside the 10-yard line. Nice work by Belleville. Had time to let his blocks develop and drives down to the 8-yard line. Gain of 6 for the senior.
You know,
and first down yardage.
Sometimes a running back being patient is one way to describe it. That was almost the word of room service. I mean, he just was really waiting to see what was going to open up for him.
Nice job there by the left side of the line. Ryan Krause leading the way on that one. Inside of 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Strathaven, first and goal to go now from the 8. Tight end to the right is Blake. 4 to the left. On first down, gives Hussein lots of running room, head of steam, and he is into the end zone for the second time tonight. 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter, and Zach Hussein pounds it in again, and the Panthers up by 3 scores. Well, can't give them much of a shorter field.
No.
Right? Defense did their part, a short punt, just a 22-yard scoring drive for the Panthers, and they punch it in just four plays. Emmett Young on for his third extra point. High snap, pulled down nicely. Kick is away. It is long enough, and it is good.
Boy, he is kicking with such force and so deliberate there.
Emmett is fired up tonight, setting it, so we'll see more of the same on the kickoff, perhaps, when we come back. 12 seconds to play here in the opening quarter, 21-0. Strathaven on top. Glad you're joining us live on the archive on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Emmett Young, high end over end kickoffs, angling to the near sideline, but a little too much this time. They're going to end up with illegal procedure. Emmett did a good job pinning him in the corner last time. This one sails out of bounds. But one of the few mistakes, one of the few things that have not gone well for the Panthers tonight, 21-0. We're nearing the end of the first quarter and a fast, fast start for their senior night. For the guys in silver and black, Mike.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, this is they wanted to come in with a decisive victory. So far, they're certainly on their way of doing that. I don't know what Harrington's going to do, but they got to come up with something quick, at least some ball possession for a while.
Belleville's averaging 6 yards a carry. P.O.'s averaging almost 11 yards a carry. Hussein is averaging 11 yards a carry. It's been not much resistance from the Rams' defense thus far, but they are trying to get their offense going. The Rams have picked up one first down thus far through their first three drives. They'll try it again here. Stewart takes a shotgun snap. He's going to go option, look to the left. He's got some room. Everybody bit inside, and they've got a nice gain out near the 45-yard line. Give it a first down as Arion Ford stops Cresswell, who took the late pitch for 10 yards, and a Rams first down. Nicely designed play as the Panthers, they're taking care of the fullback dive through most of the first few plays, but nice job there by Stewart running the option. So that takes us to the end of the first quarter. We'll take a short timeout. Make sure we take care of our sponsors and everybody who's chipped in keeping us on the air every week since 2006.
Yep.
So we'll keep things going here in week 10. Be back for the second quarter in a moment on havenfootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Second quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else. Spotting by Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman, and we'll hear from them at halftime here. 12 minutes, need 12 minutes on the clock here. And they'll get the officials have seen it. So they need to reset the game clock as we get the second quarter started. But in the meantime, halftime, Ridley 21, Haverford 7 at half. Wow. Garnet Valley on top of Upper Darby, 28-3 in the second quarter. Here, 21-0. Snap the ball, and we're not. All right, let's see. Oh, okay. So here we go.
Back up.
A little scramble here. There was a snap, a whistle, but Ethan Belleville just went on the snap, knocked down the quarterback, but the whistle came just as he was hitting him, and a couple guys took exception to it. But in the meantime, players have to be very smart. You do not want to get kicked out of a game tonight with the playoffs in reach next week. You get ejected tonight, you're at risk next week. So false start against Harriton. It'll back them up to their 40-yard line. First and 15. They're going right to left in front of us as we start this second quarter. So we'll try it again. 12 minutes still on the game clock. And Radnor extending their lead now. They're up 28-7 on Lower Marion. So not...
All right, they're back in form,
obviously.
Backs
to be in, as expected. Yeah. All right, here we go. First and 15 now. Mike Stewart in the gun. Rosenfeld on his right hip. Molyneux behind him. They give it to Rosenfeld, looking for room off this left side. Jukes his way outside momentarily, but then is ridden down nicely by John Wilson. Harris in the backfield as well to turn him out into the arms of number 43. And they're going to put this one down right on the 40-yard line. No gain. Nicely done by Wilson. Wilson, a huge game last week against Marple Newtown. Two interceptions and a fumble recovery, and nice write-up and feature in the Delaware County Times summary or article last Saturday morning.
Got play of the game for...
That's right. So, two receivers to the right, Brian Stewart and Max Copley, and now they go... okay, here we go. Two backs in the backfield as Rosenfeld comes set on the left side. Now, play fake, and rolling to his right is Mike Stewart. Looking, dumps to the near flat, and it's incomplete. Rolling to that right side and trying to find Rosenfeld. He was hit hard by, is that Ebo Pio coming up for the stop? Now it was Evan Blake on the stop.
But yeah, that was not going to go very far anyway, but it was a nice scramble. I think that would have been a little more successful play if he's looking to throw it a little bit further down the field, but I didn't see what might have been open.
Yep. Or sooner. Get rid of it a little sooner.
Yeah,
Panthers'
yeah.
pursuit just caught up to Rosenfeld in the flat there. Brings up third and 15. Split to the left is Seth Fleeser. Brian Stewart to the right, and two receivers now go slot right. So they have trips to the right side. Pistol look, Molyneux behind Mike Stewart, who's back to pass again. Rolling, steps up, fires, and incomplete, overshoots Copley just across the 40. So Stewart's missed on his three out of four tonight. And three and out goes Harrington, the Panthers, ready to get things going one more time and probably in very good field position. Jais Davis and Ebo Pio wait just inside their 40-yard line. Stewart has had some struggles tonight punting it.
Yeah, let's hope he gets a clean one off here.
So Evan Tracy is their typical kicker and punter, and I've not seen him out there at all. So Mike Stewart waits, takes the snap inside his 30, and lets a good one go. And this will be Jais Davis, who juggles it momentarily, picks it up, steps away from one man momentarily, but Jais wrapped up quickly across the 40-yard line at the 42. So Panthers fortunate that the juggled punt was picked up by their return man. And the Panthers start at the 42-yard line once again. So their Panthers drives have started at the 43, 42, 22, and now 42 again. So starting drives near or well across midfield. Panther offense has been fortunate thus far and can thank their defense for a good bit of that. Two tight end set. On first down, give on the Mustang sweep. Lots of room for Belleville across the 40, 550 into Harrington territory, and then just trucks a man across the 40. Ethan Belleville delivering the blow down to the 38-yard line. Give him 20 and another first down.
Well, it's all rolling for Haven, that's for sure.
Well, Hussein's gashed them. Eight carries for 88 yards between the tackles. Everybody bit inside on that one, and all sorts of room off that left edge for Ethan Belleville, who's coming off a game of 131 yards a week ago. Split end to the right is Arion Ford. On first and 10, they throw the quick hitch to this near side. Ford makes the catch and is going to step outside.
Ooh.
Moment. Good job in the open field there by number 12, Seth Fleeszar, on the tackle. Arion a shoestring away from a big gainer there, but Panthers will take they'll take three. Four yards.
He was looking to set it up.
Ford.
Ford was. And he kind of stood there and kind of waited to see what they're going to do, and then thought he would kind of juke around him a little bit. But that was a good tackle, good open field tackle. Took him right down.
All right, two tight end set. Four to the left, Wilson to the right. On second down and short, it's give is to Hussein off the left side, and good penetration that time from number 65, Ryan Diodoni. Hussein still takes people for a ride down to the 31. So gain of two more, 90 yards on nine carries, and two scores for Hussein so far. 9:25 and counting to play here in the first half. Panthers on top 21-0 and looking for more. It'll be third down and call it three maybe from the 31. Two tight ends. Wing to the right is Belleville. Blitz coming from the outside, and they run the other way, and P.O. has room and now bounces to the left. Has some room. Shake and bake, still on his feet at the 10. P.O. inside the 5-yard line, inches away from another highlight reel touchdown. Beautiful job by P.O. He has some magic in the open field. 27 yards later, it's first and goal.
I tell you, he had some great runs last week that were just, he just would not go down.
Yeah, you're right. We saw some strength and power last week that from P.O. He was running with some aggression. This time had the feet going. He is fun to watch in the open field. First and goal from the 4. It's P.O. with room off the right side, and he is going to be into the end zone for the second time tonight. Ebo gets to cash it in. He got him most of the way there, and P.O. in from the 4 with 8:41 to play here in the first half. 4-yard touchdown run for P.O., his second of the night, his fifth of the season. And on for the extra point is Emmett Young. 27-0, extra point pending. Ball spotted, kick is away, long enough and good. Boy, Emmett is just drilling the ball tonight.
Yep.
Slight wind in his face, no matter there. 28-0, Strathaven on top, and the defense doing their part as well. They'll get the defense right back on the field when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
28-0, Strathaven on top of Harrington. Dan Connor bringing it back to us, and he was involved with a lot of 28-0 and lopsided scores in his day here, or many days here, 4 years here. Well, Emmett Young on for the kickoff, takes one hop and into the arms of Brian Stewart across the 20, 25, bunched up momentarily, and then nice job by Cole Pikel. Ball came out. Nope. Nice job there by Stewart to hold on to it. Pikel on the stop at the 28-yard line, and the Rams trying to get something going, Mike.
Yeah, they need to turn something around. I mean, got to possess the ball, get a few first downs. This is not looking good. I mean, again, on paper, it didn't look like Harrington could get very far, but this is probably a little more discouraging than even they anticipated.
Head coach Justin Meller talking to him before the game, and, you know, we say this more years than not. Harrington's football program has been an ongoing work in progress,
yep.
And the kids battle, and you can say that for them. And they're out there battling now. Two receivers to either side. Play fake inside. Stewart setting up a middle screen. He's got it in and out of the hands of Rosenfeld, who had a chance to run with it a little bit, but took his eye off the ball. Falls incomplete. Second down and 10 upcoming. But, you know, only a couple of wins over the course of the last two seasons. 1-9 a year ago, 1-8 right now.
But 2 years prior to that, they had a decent team.
Moriarty. Yeah. That was a 4 or 5-win team. And,
yeah.
And that team came in here and beat Strathaven,
yep,
in week 10 of the 2014 season. Kind of surprised some people, but it was one of those games where the Panthers didn't have as much to play for necessarily. But that takes to take no credit away from their record-setting offense that year. That was Mike Barr's last year at Harrington. All right, here we go. First, second down and 10. Give inside is to Rosenfeld. Flag comes in late, so we'll check this out. Going next to nowhere there is Rosenfeld. We're going to call it no gain as Matt Dowdy wraps him up quickly. But we'll check the flag. Came from the side judge on the far sideline. I don't know if somebody flinched or somebody, yep, false start. You're going to get an illegal procedure penalty here, so it's going to be either either 3rd and 10 or 2nd and 15. We'll see what Panthers decide to do.
Take the third down, yep.
Yeah, they're going to say decline the penalty. Dowdy stops Rosenfeld for no gain, so why not?
Yep.
3rd and 10, and the Panthers with 8:20, 8:19 and counting to play in the second quarter. If they can get the football back here, you're one score away from a running clock in the second half.
Yep.
And really, that's what the Panthers would love to have for the sake of just getting out of here healthy with a 28-0 lead at the moment. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Pistol look again. Darrell Cresswell in the backfield stands just behind Mike Stewart. Hard count for Stewart. Takes a shotgun snap, back to pass. Looking. Under heavy pressure, Belleville on his heels again. Firing, incomplete. Short of the receiver on that far sideline. Had Molyneux coming back to the ball. I'm sorry, rather, number three, Rob Dineen, coming back for the football. But heavy pressure from Ethan Belleville, who's been in the backfield of most Central League opponents most of the year. And incomplete for Stewart. He's just one of six throwing it now. And on to punt it again is the Harrington offense. So yet another three and out. The Rams with just two first downs on the evening thus far. Jaice Davis waits for the punt at the 45. Flanking to his left is Ebo Pio. Stewart takes the snap and hits a liner. It's going to come to Ebo Pio, who goes off his hand, scramble for it, and Pio does well to recover it. Had to go backwards. That was a nice punt that drove him backwards, and Pio not in a great position to catch it, but a nice heads-up play to fall on it at back at the 36-yard line. Risky catch.
Yeah, that was something he should have probably just stayed away from.
So Panthers trying not to give Harrington any reason to get excited here with a 28-0 lead, and the offense absolutely rolling right now. Panthers with approaching 200 yards on the ground here in the first half. They have the wing tee again behind Fisher. Split end to the right is Arion Ford. On first down, they go toss to the near side. This is Hussein, who's strung out nicely this time. Great job by Harry Thomas to shoot in from the inside linebacker spot and stop Hussein after a gain of just one. Panthers will say that was not well blocked. Harrington will say, great job, Harry, on the stop.
Well, that's, you know, you always hear, well, the Phillies aren't hitting. Well, it's because the pitching is really good.
Maybe, yep. Marple Newtown 21, Pencrest 19.
Ooh.
So Pencrest could absolutely ruin Marple's playoff hopes if the Tigers don't get it going. Motion from right to left is Belleville, and they go inside to Hussein, who runs through a tackle. Flag on the play, laying on the 40-yard line. Hussein all the way out to the 44 on a play where he was dead to rights at the line of scrimmage, and he just ran through an arm tackle, more than an arm tackle even.
Yeah.
It was a good collision, but Hussein kept it going. Illegal use of the hands against the Panthers at the 40-yard line. So this is going to back up the Panthers back to the 30 and turn this into second down and call it 16. So one of the few mistakes thus far here for the Panthers, but they've piled up here. So again, it's, you want to make sure the Panthers stay focused. They've gotten out to a great lead, but we've seen a couple of juggled punts. We've seen a couple of penalties now. You want to make sure that you keep this thing
stay focused,
clean. So four touchdown lead here. Second and 16. Fisher gives to Hussein. Lots of running room this time. Good wall of blockers in front of him, and he's out to the 41-yard line for a gain of 11 more. Nice lead blocking there. Ebo Pio out there as well. They'll put it down on the 40, so call it 10 yards for Hussein. He's up to 101 on the night on just 11 carries. Jake Fisher will bring it up, bring in the play, and a much more manageable third and six now. See what they'd go for here. I'm wondering if it's not...
I'm not going to pass it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Belleville's wing to the right. I was wondering if he might shift to a counter or something like that, but we'll see. Under center on third and six, motion man Ebo Pio. Give inside is to Hussein, who's got a first down across the 45 out to the 49-yard line. Nine more before Jack Rosenfeld wrestles him down. And, again, that's terrific. Terrific work up front right there. Quick scoring update just before halftime. Desmond Johnson scrambles in for his second touchdown of the night. Penwood up 28-13 on Academy Park. Delville title and the one seed in 5A on the line. Phoenixville trailing Methacton 7-0. Phoenixville with a shot to make the playoffs, and they could lose to one-win Methacton tonight, it seems. All right, here's P.O. on 1st and 10. Off the right side, he's crossing midfield and dropped shortly after that. Give him a gain of 4 before number 25. Is that Michelangelo Berardi in the game now at defensive end for Harrington? Nice work by Berardi. And P.O. has the Panthers set up 2nd down and 6. 6 carries, 67 yards for Ebo P.O. and 2 Panther scores. We'll be inside of 5 minutes when they snap it before halftime here. Blake, tight end to the left, forward to the right, and it's a Mustang sweep to the near side. Lots of room for P.O. Lead blocker in front. Flag's coming, and P.O. dances away from trouble and still gets down to the 29-yard line. But I think we're going to get holding, and Coach Clancy shaking his head because, boy, they had a big game, a big gain even without it. And, you know, you're likely at first down yardage and well beyond, but they're going to march this off from about the 46, I believe. So, P.O. has about a 20-yard gain wiped out as they called Mustang to this near side, and unfortunate break there for the Panthers, but they'll try it again. Second down. 2nd down and about 14. All right, split end to the left side is Arion Ford. Blake, tight end to the right. Clock ticking. 4:30 and counting. Motion man, play fake, back to pass is Fisher, looking, firing to the outside on a wheel route, incomplete. P.O. had a shot at it, pretty good coverage, but P.O. had that one go through his hands, and it'll be 3rd down and 14. So they took their shot on the wheel. Nice job by Max Copley in coverage for the
Rams. Yeah, I was going to say, it was really well covered, so the pass was perfect. I mean, it wasn't going to get caught anywhere else, and risky because it bounced off a P.O. could have been intercepted, but wasn't, so live to fight another day.
Unionville taking care of business right now, 28-7. They lead Sun Valley as Unionville looking to solidify their spot in the District 1 playoffs. They're the defending District 1 5A champs. Split end to the left is Ford. On 3rd and 14, straight up the middle is Hussein. He's going to get some of that yardage back across the 50 to the 48, call it. So gain of 8 more for Hussein. It's going to be 4th and about 7 or so, and going to bring the punt team on for the first time tonight.
Really?
All right. Ryan Krause standing back near his 40-yard line to punt it away. Brian Stewart will stand deep to return. So Panthers will punt it away with 4:15, 4:14 and counting to play here in the first half. They lead it 28-0, and Harrington with their first defensive stop of the night. Belleville to snap it. It's a good one. And Krause booms one, angling to the left side. It's going to go away from the return man, take a Strathaven roll inside the 20, and or downed right there at the 20. That one probably could have been let travel that a little bit more. So 33 on the punt, no return. 3:53 to play here before halftime, and the Panther defense pitching a shutout so far and hoping to do the same here and keep the field tilted in their direction. Try to keep you posted on a couple other scores in elsewhere. Bishop McDevitt leading Archbishop Carroll 20-7 at the half. And let's see here. Upper Moreland is on the board against Upper Dublin, but the Flying Cardinals looking to lock up the 2 seed. They lead 34-6 in the first half. And here, 1st and 10 from the 20-yard line. Mike Stewart for the Rams gives inside to Rosenfeld, who's going to shake through a tackle momentarily. Then Corey Harris and Sam Burke say, that's enough. We'll stop you right at the 20-yard line. No gain. 2nd and 10. So Rosenfeld, first 4 carries went for 16 yards. His last 3 have gone for 0. They'll try it again on 2nd down and 10. Ball, well, the tail end of the football hovering over the 20-yard line. So you got about maybe 12 inches there. All right, they send receiver split to the left, Rob Dineen. They go trips left now. Copley, Rosenfeld, and Dineen. Brian Stewart split to the right. Mulineau in the backfield behind Mike Stewart. On second and a long nine, a fire to the flat. It is incomplete over the head of Rosenfeld with Evan Blake breathing down his neck there. Not much room to run, even if he hauls that one in. And it brings up third down and nine.
Yeah, it's, would you say 6'2"? He needed to be about 6'5", I think, for that one.
Yeah. All right. Ridley with 239 rushing yards against Haverford and have not attempted a pass yet. That's that's got the Garnet Valley influence over there with Scott Green running that offense for the Green Raiders. They'd be happy not to throw it at all and haven't needed to thus far. Ridley on top of Haverford, 21-7.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is. All right, Shanahan 15, Oxford 8 at halftime. Here, third and nine. Mike Stewart turns, toss play to the right side to Mulineau, looking for room on that stretch, and he's going to be near first down yardage. I think caught the Panthers off guard a little bit. We'll see over on that far sideline where they mark it. Let's see here. Corey Harris will be credited with a tackle. Ran him out of bounds at about the 27. All right. Third down and a long three. All right. So gain of about six for Mulineau. And Mike Stewart will punt it away on fourth down and about four. All right. Jais Davis and Ebo Pio await near midfield. Stewart steps into it, end-over-end kicks angling towards Davis. It'll take a roll right into his arms, and Davis steps away from one man, gets a nice block midfield, and Jais is ridden down, but not before he picks up the 45-yard line. Nice job by Davis, picking up 13 on the return and putting the offense back on the field on the Harrington side of the 50. 2:35 to play before halftime. Panthers leading 28-0. Seven more points would make this a running clock in the second half. At this point, we'll keep you posted elsewhere. Neshaminy 21, Pensbury nothing. Another dominant defensive effort from Neshaminy. Here, eight men in the box, and they give it to Ebo Pio. He's going to run through an arm tackle and pick up a couple. Give him the 42. Gain of three. It brings up second down and seven. Pio up to 70 yards on seven carries. Hussein averaging over 10 yards a carry. Belleville averaging 38 yards on just four carries there, so he's near 10 yards a carry. Panther offense just humming. All right, two tight end set again. Wilson to the right, Ford to the left. Second down and seven. Again, eight man in the box and back to pass. Fisher looking. He's going to keep it himself. He's got a bootleg on that far sideline, and he'll step out of bounds near first down yardage. They'll put their... put the mark at the 35-yard line, gain of seven, and that will move the chains. Fisher on this bootleg out there had Hussein in the flat, but Fisher keeps it himself and brings the Panthers to first and 10 at the 35.
He took that spinning, leaping jump into the end zone last week. Apparently gave me a heart attack. And it was the first score of the evening. I mean, it was like, it's not like you were trying to win the game here.
Wasting no time. Keeping us.
He was also the lead tackler last week.
That's right. He's under center, two tight ends in front of him, wing T behind him, back to pass, looking, has a man out there. Ford is behind the defense. Ford's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and the senior on senior night will go 35 for the score. Fisher to Ford, cashing in on the bomb. 34-0 Strathaven, extra point pending.
Well, that was pretty. That was the way it's supposed to go.
Indeed. Second catch of the night for Fisher, for Ford. Second time they've connected for touchdown passes this year. And that was beautifully done. Nice flag route run by Fisher, or by Ford, and the delivery right on the money. Emmett Young to put it out of reach. Extra point up, extra point good. 35-0 with 1:42 to play before halftime. Harrington needs to get points on the board in the next minute 42 to avoid a running clock in the second half. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment. Listening live to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Coldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Strathaven, 35. Harrington, nothing. Jake Fisher to Arion Ford on a beautiful 35-yard connection. And Emmett Young has it teed and kicks it away again. End over and kick will be Brian Stewart at the 12-yard line. Straight up the middle, cuts to his left momentarily. Cole Peichel there waiting for him, and John Prochniak there to stop as well. So he picks up the 27-yard line. And now, with 1:32 to play here before halftime, Jake Fisher to Arion Ford, Fisher's fourth touchdown pass of the year, has brought the Rams to the edge of trouble here, Mike.
I'm sorry, I was in the middle of something else.
Go. Okay.
So, yeah, they got to score here. Although it's just a matter of time if they put this off and they have a little bit of time in the second half that isn't mercy rule, then good for them. But it won't make any difference, I don't think.
They go three wide receivers. Dineen to the right. Fleaser to the left, and they toss to the near side. This is running room momentarily for Cresswell, but Luke Healy waiting for him at about the 31-yard line. Gain of, well, they'll call it the 30, just two for Cresswell that time. All three timeouts for Harrington. Clock ticks, 1:12, 1:11 and counting to play here before halftime. And 11 yards passing for Harrington. I have them for about 30 yards rushing, and the Panther defense has been
I've got
stout.
Them for 23.
Yeah.
I've got 12 attempts at 23, yeah.
Right, oh, right. I didn't count the fumbled snap, the lost yardage there. All right, second down and 8. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Fisher, go option to the left. They toss it late to Cresswell, and John Wilson and Luke Healy say no. Good position, good discipline. Everybody staying at home, and Cresswell and Corey Harris in there as well. And now they stop the clock momentarily. Hopefully everybody's okay. All right. Cresswell seems to be no worse for the wear. Good sign there. So 2-yard gain for Darrell Cresswell. Brings up third down and about 7. From the 32, clock ticks, 23 seconds, 22 seconds. Harrington in no real hurry here. I don't think they want to give the football back or risk anything here to put the Strathaven offense back on the field.
What they should be risking is try to get a score.
11 seconds, 10 seconds, 9 seconds.
Then we just let it go.
Yep. Stewart in the gun, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. He will take the snap from the last play of the half. Give it to Molyneux straight up the middle, out to the 38-yard line, and the Panthers there to meet him after a gain of about 6. So Panthers play it safe. Defensively there, gives up 6 on the last play, but they'll take it. They'll take a 35-0 lead to halftime here on senior night in Wallingford, and it'll be a running clock from here. But in the meantime, we got plenty to talk about playoff-wise, plenty to talk about in terms of who knows. I don't know what you guys get going, whether it's Eagles or the World Series or anything
Eagles.
Else.
Eagles, who are the
but,
Eagles?
Okay, well, then we'll talk World Series maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Andrew and Pete will join us at halftime. I'll be back in just a few minutes with some score updates as well. We'll talk playoffs and a whole lot more. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy.
Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by
Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
And welcome back to Strathaven High School with George L. King Field, where your Panthers are leading 35-0 over the Harrington Rams. And it's been just like it sounds from the score, all Panthers all the time. I think Harrington just got a few first downs, and the Panthers have dominated. And with the exception of a few penalties and a couple of missed passes, it just, you know, literally fell out of their hands. I mean, this would have been even a bigger route than it already is.
Yeah, Mike, I don't think we're surprised what we're seeing here. The score might be a little, I did not think it would be this lopsided by halftime, but we were pretty sure that the Panthers were going to be able to win this one. But if you just watch the game itself, it's almost a physical mismatch, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And there's been games where we've played opponents that were physically bigger than us too.
Yeah, but
so but this is you know, this is just the way the game's going to go. And it's obviously going to be a win. And I think the second half we're going to see two things. We're going to see a running clock, and we're going to see the JV mostly on the field.
Well, the running clock we're definitely going to get because it's 35-0. That institutes the mercy rule, which is the running clock. Yes. Running clock. So it'll be a very quick second half. And we're going to see a lot of junior varsity players,
you know,
coming in.
You know who I hope to see in the second half is Jairus Adams, number 6. We've been talking about him all year. He's a sophomore. We showed great promise in the scrimmage over at Westchester. He's got amazing speed. He's strong.
And he's carried the junior varsity team.
And he's carried the junior varsity. So I'm hoping he gets some carries in the second half just to see what he can do.
All right. And, Andrew, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, the running game, I think, has worked really well for Strathaven, which it is to be expected, as that's pretty much what they do.
Yeah.
They run the ball, and they run the ball some more. And they've run it really well, inside, outside, you name it. It's been all Strathaven.
Well, I got to tell you, if I was Jake Fisher, I would just be so frustrated. His passes have been, for the last several weeks, so much on the money and so rarely caught. It's just got to be driving
him
crazy. Yeah,
if he had, Mike, let's just assume he had some different receivers this year. With the way he throws a ball, he would be one of the top passers in the county.
But,
I don't care how good you can throw it. You have to have receivers.
Yeah. And I don't know whether it's technique or whether it's just they're out of sorts or maybe the balls aren't thrown as well as they look like they're thrown.
Well,
I don't know.
He throws a beautiful
ball.
But if you don't have the ability to catch it, But they do have the ability to run the ball. They're a very excellent running team, as we've seen all year.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. But when you get into the playoffs against tougher opponents, you got to be able to do both. If you can just run the ball and they stack the box, it's going to be tough to win in the playoffs.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It's going to be very tough to win in the playoffs if all you can do is run the ball.
Right, well, yeah. Well, he can pass. Look, the good news is if the team is watching the films here, they're going to see that this is a threat because
yeah.
They're seeing the ball drop where it's supposed to. They're saying, we don't know why these guys aren't catching them, but if they start catching them, we've got to cover the pass. Otherwise, they're going to kill us. So yeah, that's the good news. The bad news is I'd just like to see him complete some more passes, make him a more well-rounded team. And you're right, as we go into the playoffs, we're going to have some. We're not big enough, and we're not fast enough as well. As good as our running backs do, we've already seen it in the Central League. We're not strong enough to just overpower people. Mm-hmm. We've got to do it with a little bit of finesse. And I think you'll watch Pio tonight. You know, he's terrific when you put him outside. If he's got a little bit of room, yeah, he can make magic happen. But if you make
space,
him run over
gone.
A tackle, that's
yeah,
not his forte.
Not his forte.
So in any event, so, you know, Harden's going to get the ball first. They got to come down to score. They got to come down and do something. I don't know. Generally, Clancy does not start making wholesale substitutions in the fourth quarter.
You know what? But he might be before that for two reasons, Mike. One of them is, you know, he wants to give the JV some playing time. But I think more important, he doesn't want one of his key players to get injured in a game that is not in play anymore.
Right, well, I don't disagree.
And I also think he doesn't want anybody to get tossed out. We saw there in the second quarter there was a bit of a scuffle.
There was,
after
yes,
the false start flag uh-huh, was thrown and we knocked down their quarterback, there was a bit of a scuffle, and we don't want our guys getting tossed out in this game.
Yeah. No, that's for sure. Although that is so much the antithesis of Strathaven football that I'm not too sure that's an overwhelming concern for mine. But, yeah, anytime you're worried about injuries or you have as limited a backup as we have, you sure yeah, don't want, you know, Zach Hussein or Ethan Belleville or somebody spraying, you know, twisting an ankle or something on a nonsense play that nobody needed to see him in the
yeah,
field for. So
yeah,
we'll see. But, again, his tactics have generally been to not do substitutions yeah, to the fourth quarter. We'll see if he changes that much. And I guess it depends on what other resources he feels he has on the field.
I really think they're going to come out in the third quarter with the JVs right off the
all
bat.
Right. Well,
we'll see. That's my prediction.
We'll see. Well, so far your predictions have been a little weak.
Are you thinking about a team that wears green right now?
No, actually, I was going to talk about the World Series because at least those have been games.
Yeah, they have. The World Series have been closer games than anything we've seen out of
the
team that wears green in Philadelphia.
Yeah. No, I've been really going into the World Series. I didn't see how anybody could beat the Red Sox, and I'm still convinced of that. And of course, it's easy to
they're
say
the best team. Well,
they're up two,
and they won 108 games in regular season, 108 or 112.
108.
They were the best team regular season, and so far they're the best team in the playoffs.
Yep. And the Dodgers are no slouches. I mean, they're a good team, but
yeah,
I just think the Red Sox this year, unless something dramatic happens, I would not be surprised if the Red Sox finish the Dodgers off in 4 or 5 and never get back to Boston.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The next three games are in L.A., and if the Red Sox win two of them, it's over.
That's right.
So, L.A. has to win at least two of the next three just to bring it back to Boston, and then they got to win two more there.
I really don't see any way that the series actually does get back to Boston.
Yeah, I don't see it. I'd be surprised if that happened. All right, so, well, the Eagles are 6,000 miles away.
Thank God.
Well, I feel better, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what that – I mean, last week may have been the most frustrating 3 hours of my life relative to professional football.
I could feel
football.
It, Mike, through the cell phone when you were texting me during the game. I've been an Eagles fan since 1960, when you were in first grade, I think. But back in those days.
Yeah, well, you were in fourth grade, so what's a big
no,
deal?
I wasn't. No. But I've never been so frustrated. And listening to WIP all week with Angelo and all the guys, it's been the most frustrating game. You're up 17-0.
For me, it's that fourth quarter.
And it's 10 minutes left in the game. It's almost impossible to give up three touchdowns. Even if they would have gave up each touchdown, would have ran the ball in between, they would have run out of time.
I think we have a serious problem with the defensive coordinator. I really put this on him, because when you look at the buffers that he's giving, it can't be the players who are making these decisions. These are coaching decisions of how to line up, and it's just, I think, terribly mismanaged. And
well, he came out in his press conference, and the defensive coordinator Schwartz. He will only speak on Tuesdays. That's his. He doesn't speak any other time but Tuesday.
Okay.
So you have to be ready on Tuesday. And he said, well, Cam came out really strong in that fourth quarter. No, he didn't. You backed off 10 yards.
Well, not only that, but remember the play before the winning touchdown, he went cold for three plays, and then we couldn't stop him on the fourth play. And that was the game right there. I mean, it's just – you could see it coming, though. I texted to Pete after they had come, I think, within – I guess 14, 3 points. I said, 14. We're going to lose this game. And he said, I think you may be right.
That fourth quarter was the most miserable quarter of football I've ever watched.
Oh, my goodness. It was just unbelievable. So, all right, so we talked baseball. We talked a little football. What do you think is going to happen this weekend in England? Are you going to get up in the morning to watch a game?
Yeah. Okay. I think they'll see the Queen. Maybe the castle.
Maybe she'll go out for a pass.
Well, I don't know. If they don't wake up and really play some good football, they could easily lose this game. I don't know what usually I predict scores. I am totally baffled about this game.
Yeah.
You know, they should win the game, but, you know, there's no telling what will happen.
Well, yeah.
They should win the game, but you don't know what this – Jacksonville's a – weird team. Last year they made it to the AFC Conference Championship and lost and put up a good fight against New England.
Well, after last week, I mean, anything can happen. I mean, nothing would surprise us.
The one thing the
anymore.
Eagles have in their favor is Jacksonville is very, very weak at quarterback. They're having an awful season at quarterback.
Right.
And if they can pressure them at all, they should be able to control the line of scrimmage, maybe win a low-scoring game like 17-14.
All right, well, listen, we got 4 minutes left until supposedly the second half starts. Sorry for it being so quiet, but our band isn't here, and the Harrington band is, I think, going and had some break for food and stuff. So, anyway, we'll be back in just a few minutes to carry on the second half. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net, where the score is Strathaven 35, Harrington 0.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Folginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back. Halftime at George L. King Field. Rainy George L. King Field. The storm that was predicted is seemingly arrived. And Panthers and Rams not back on the field just yet, but with just a couple more minutes, they should be ready to go. Just wanted to say thank you to the Parents Association for taking care of us pregame. Brought some brought us what, meatball sandwiches?
Yep.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Meatball
sandwiches. That's what I had. I don't know what else you guys ate beforehand.
No, that's all they brought.
And everybody in the snack bar, for sending up the treats and feeding the animals up here in the press box. So, a special shout out. Also, we've got a listener out in Colorado, Uncle Ed. Glad you're checking in. Tell Aunt Doreen we said hello and hope she's feeling better quickly. And we've got listeners in Hatboro as well. My parents checking in, listening to Strathaven rather than watching Hatboro Horsham dominate Plymouth White Marsh tonight. It's 35-7, Hatboro on top of PW, but neither team playoff bound in the 6A level. But speaking of playoffs, we have a number of scores here. With playoff implications, Radnor has all but locked up the 3 seed. That has gone final, 28-20. Radnor finishes off Lower Merion in a game that some
28-20.
Yes,
I'm
so
impressed.
A game that was Lower Merion hung tough with many, many teams in the Central League this year. So Radnor has
including
won.
Us.
Yes, indeed, and also in 5A with playoff implications, Oxford is trailing Bishop Shanahan 15-8. If Oxford doesn't win that one, I think they fall from the 8 seed all the way to the 12. I don't think Strathaven will get enough bonus points this weekend to catch them and surpass them. But okay. That's what my projection said this morning. Also staying in 5A with playoff implications, Westchester Ruston trying to go to 7-2 and lock up the 5 seed. They lead Great Valley 21-6. Not a surprise there. And, again, that one's playing out as expected. Innerborough needs a win to avoid any kind of drama through tomorrow afternoon and stay in the playoff race. They lead Glen Mills 28-6 in the third. So the Bucks are probably going to be just a spot or two ahead of Strathaven. My guess is probably the 11 seed when it's all said and done. Kennett needs a win over Quakertown tonight or a Chichester loss tomorrow. They are taking that long trip from Kennett Square all the way up to Quakertown tonight. They trail 7-2 Quakertown, 17-7. So they got out to a 7-0 lead, but the Blue Demons now falling behind the Panthers, the Quakertown Panthers, up in up off Route 309 in Upper Bucks County. So closer to home, Marple Newtown needs a win to stay in the playoff race. They lead Pencrest 35-19 now in the third quarter. Phoenixville needs a win and some help to get back into the playoffs. They trail 1-8 Methacton 7-0. So the Phantoms not doing themselves any favors thus far. Staying in 5A, Owen J. Roberts leads Upper Merion. Upper Merion could lose that game. They're down 14-6 at the moment. They are solidly in, but Upper Merion is looking at perhaps a home game and perhaps an 8 seed with a win. Otherwise, they're on the road next week. Staying in 5A as well, here it is, Unionville leading Sun Valley 28-7. So Unionville, with a win tonight over Sun Valley, will jump past Strathaven. Their 4-6 record will be stronger than our 5-5. So I think Unionville probably ends up as a 12 and Strathaven a 13 if all things continue to play out as expected the rest of the evening. Westchester East, 5-4 as well. They could fall backwards just a little bit, losing to Downingtown West right now, 27-7. But again, I don't think they will fall far enough for Strathaven to surpass them. I have them, Westchester East, that is, projecting them somewhere in that 10 or 11 range when it's all said and done. They will be in a tight race with Innerborough, depending on other points. Big game tomorrow, Chichester at Chester. Should be a good one, but in a pouring down rain, windstorm, whatever we get tomorrow, it's going to be a sloppy one there. Chichester needs a win to get in. If they don't, they're out with Kennett trailing Quakertown. So it'll be that simple. And then the big one for the DelVal title right now, Penwood 28, Academy Park 13. Mm. Right now, if I had to guess, gun to my head today, I'd say Panthers are on the road at Academy Park next week, 13 seed versus the 4. Staying with a couple of 6A games of note, Haverford has come back to tie Ridley 21-21 late in the third quarter there. Springfield Delco on top of Conestoga 17-0. Springfield would lock up the 6 seed. Springford on top of Pope John Paul 35-13. For the Pac-10 title tonight, Perk Valley leads Pottsgrove 21-14 at halftime. A big one in the Chesmont. Undefeated, top-ranked Coatesville leading Downingtown East, who's 8-1, 21-7. So Downingtown East staying somewhat close, or closer than anybody else has against Coatesville this year. But Harry S. Truman, playoff bound. They are 8-1 and leading Bensalem 42-3. So Truman, how about that story out of Lower Bucks County? They are going to end up with a top five seed when it's all said and done in the 6A playoffs. And mentioned a couple other scores. Upper Dublin leading Upper Moreland 34-6. Tough year for the Golden Bears, but they were still probably get in at the 4A playoffs. Upper Dublin going to lock up the 2 seed at the 5A. Here, ready to get going in the second half. Emmett Young with a pretty steady rain in front of him now, ready to kick it off one more time. Teddy Molyneux and Brian Stewart await inside the 5-yard line. And Harrington will receive this kickoff and move left to right as we start the third quarter. Wobbling kick is going to come down to Molyneux at the 5-yard line. Looks right up this near sideline, steps out of bounds at the 23. And that's where the Rams will start on offense. Panthers send their starting unit out on defense to start things here. They lead 35-0. Remember, running clock now with a 35-point spread here in the second half. Running clock with the exception of scoring plays, penalties, and injuries. The latter two we hope to not see at all, of course, in this second half on either side. We don't want penalties. We don't want injuries. Just get everybody out of here safe and healthy with a 35-point spread. So the clock ticks, 11:35, 11:34 and counting to play here in the third quarter, which should be a fast-moving third quarter. First and 10 from the 22-yard line, the Rams, to get things going here in the third. Two receivers to the right, I'm sorry, to the left and one to the right. Two backs. Stewart fakes a handoff, and they go option toss to the outside on that left edge, and it's Molyneux stretching it out to the 29-yard line. Gain of 7 on first down. Nice job by Ibo Pio in on the stop. So Molyneux's gone for 19 yards on his 3 carries tonight, but Panthers have held them in check otherwise. Ridley has jumped back on top of Haverford, 28-21.
Wow.
That is a big one. Ridley playing for their playoff lives.
Yep.
And could very well.
A 4-0 start, or 0-4 start.
0-4 start for the first time since the mid-50s, and Ridley is absolutely cooking right now. Upper Darby, on the other hand, looked to be in great shape, 7-1 2 weeks ago, and now may miss the playoffs if they can't turn it around against Garnet. 2nd and 3 from the 29, shotgun snap and a give inside to Rosenfeld. And second effort, look at the work by Rosenfeld. They had him stopped in the backfield. He's going to push across the 34-yard line. Gain of 5 for Rosenfeld. And a nice job there for the senior running back to move the sticks. Panthers had him wrapped up, but it's Prochniak finally finishing him off. Prochniak, your leading tackler by far this year for the Panthers. He's going to be over 100 tackles when this game is all over. Terrific job from the junior. Wearing number 32. We saw flashes of it late in the season last year as a sophomore when he was put in the starting lineup. Had a key interception in the playoff game, the playoff win last year, and he's done a heck of a job through the first 10 weeks here. Give inside on 1st and 10, and the Panthers read this one. Ethan Belleville in the backfield to just swallow up Molyneux that time. So nothing doing on first down. Sorry, that was Rosenfeld on the carry. He'll lose 2 as Belleville with another stop in the backfield. 2nd down and 12 upcoming. Sam Burke in there as well, and Burke's been solid in the middle over the last couple of weeks as well. End of the third quarter, CB South 23, Souderton 7. Neshaminy 28, Pensbury nothing. Bristol on top of Lower Merion 41-6. Oh, I'm sorry, Lower Moreland 41-6. All right, here you've got 2nd down and 12. Shotgun snap. They go toss play to the right side. Looking for room is Cresswell. Turns upfield, and he is slung down. Prochniak drops him at the 30-yard line. He'll lose 2 more.
Mm.
That was looked like there was some room there.
Yeah, he just closed it down and threw him to the ground. Boy, they're moving in the wrong direction. They got 3rd and 14 now.
Looks like that play was setting up nicely, but great pursuit there from the Panther D. And Cresswell looks like he's going to be a talented runner if they can get some blocking in front of him over the next couple of years.
Slow down those linebackers.
All right, split to the far side of the field. Left of the formation is Seth Fleeser. 2 receivers to the right, Copley and Brian Stewart. Slot left now as well. On 3rd and 14, it's Mike Stewart back to pass. Pump fakes, now scrambling to his left. Looking, Belleville in his face, throws back across his body, and it is nearly, and was that caught by Brian Stewart? They are going to say catch at the 30-yard line. So no gain on the play. Threw it up for grabs. Ryan Krause nearly got a big hand on it, but we'll call it a completion. So Brian Stewart coming back to the ball, bails out his brother, but no gain on the play, and the punt team on for Harrington on 4th and 14. Jace Davis and Ebo Pio stand deep to return at the 40-yard line. Stewart takes the snap. No pressure from the Panthers. Line drive kick. It's going to come up, and a risky play. Pio does field it on a short hop and falls forward at the 49-yard line. And Coach Clancy's just going to say,
yeah, there's going to be a little conversation here.
Just run away from the football. Don't give any reason to turn it over. But
not only to mention that, but a collision over that ball, and he gets hurt. What's the point of that?
So some substitutions now for the Panthers. Into the game, number 25, Zane Mazur on offense. Cole Pikel's going to lead the offense at quarterback. John Wilson's in there at tight end. But Jack Henry at left tackle. Chris Aguilera at the left guard. But some changes at backs and receivers here. Jarris Adams in there at fullback. Wing to the right. And Pikel under center. Pikel, play fake, and he's going, going to give it to Adams, who's going to run across the 45, 40, down to the 38-yard line. Jarris Adams picks up 12 on his first carry of the night.
Well, it was Pete was asking that Jarris would get in the game, and then he got his wish came true. It's amazing how much influence we have up here.
Number 33, Luke Healy, into the backfield as well at halfback. And Pikel brings in the play.
That was a joke before we started getting emails and stuff. Right. Nobody listens to us about anything up here.
That's right. Ryan Krause kicks in as the left guard here. And now Healy wing to the left. Given a second first down is to Prochniak, who is wrapped up at the 36. So gain of 2 for Prochniak. Brings up second down and about 8. Nice job there by Brian Stewart and Harry Thomas for the Rams. Two linebackers on the stop. 5:50, 5:49 and counting to play in a running clock third quarter here. 35-0 Strathaven. Cole Pikel under center. Two tight ends in front of him. Second down at 8. Pikel barks out the signals. Gives to Jarris Adams off the right side. He has some room. Jarris across the 30, 25-20. Burning away at the 15. Adams inside. And did he step out? No signal yet. They're going to say touchdown. Okay, finally. Jarris Adams goes 36 yards down the far sideline.
That's his first varsity touchdown.
First varsity touchdown for the sophomore. Or no?
Oh, no.
No, they're going to put it down. Okay. Well,
sorry.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Jarris. We had a touchdown call on the linesman on the near side. The far sideline.
So you get down
he stepped out at the 3. So a gain of 33 for Adams.
We get a tackler on him?
Did not see that. We'll have to check the tape later.
Oh, okay.
But here we go. Panthers will try it again. Stepped out of bounds. And wing to the right, Prochniak. Healy in the game, and they give it to Healy off the right side. And the senior is going to push his way near the goal line, but shy. Maybe a yard for Healy. Brings up second down and goal to go here. And it'd be nice to see Healy get into the end zone on senior night. Not a guy who's played much on the offensive side of the ball, but he's been a solid contributor for really 3 years now on defense. And Healy stays in the game at halfback. Clock ticks. 4:14, 4:13 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Pikel under center. They go to Healy one more time. Off the right side, he's going to push his way into the end zone for a touchdown. Luke Healy with 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Luke Healy's first varsity touchdown comes at the 3:59 mark of the third quarter. 41-0 Strathaven. Extra point pending.
Well, that was nice.
That was very nice to get Luke into the end zone there. Jarris Adams sets it up with a 33-yard run. Now Emmett Young on for his sixth extra point of the night. This one's up long enough and good. We'll take a short timeout. This will be one of the few stoppages we have in the second half. 42-0, Strathaven on top. 3:59 to play in the third. Be back in 30 seconds on havenfootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
3:59 to play here in the third quarter. And Luke Healy into the end zone for the first time this season, first time in his varsity career. And it comes on senior night for the guy wearing number 33. And great job there by Panther offense to cash in again. 42-0 is your score. End-over-end kickoff coming down to Brian Stewart at the 7-yard line. Runs to his left. Has a room over there across the 20, out near the 25. And I'm sorry, this is Molyneux, not Stewart, but he'll be stopped at just shy of the 30. They'll put it down at the 28-yard line. Nice work there by Teddy Molyneux. He and Stewart switched spots on that last one. And they'll spot the ball and restart the clock. Steady rain, not overwhelming, but enough to make it a little less comfortable for our fans in the stadium tonight. And Harrington will get it going here. Some substitutions on defense now for the Panthers as well. Alex Hemingway into the game at corner. Cole Peichel in at outside linebacker. Chris Ouellette is your free safety. Three wide receivers to the right and one to the left. Stewart back to pass, firing underneath, incomplete. A little quick slant, incomplete at the feet of 42 Max Copley. Also in the game, Aiden Prochniak. Good to see him back on the field. Missed most of the season with an injury. That's John's younger brother. So he's in there at inside linebacker. That's a combination you could see next year playing next to each other.
Yep.
Number 30 and 32. Jarris Adams stays into the game to play linebacker as well. So, second down and 10. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Stewart is in the gun with Molyneux behind him. They give it to Molyneux straight up the middle. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Rosenfeld again. Rosenfeld's going to go across the 35 out to the 37. Perry Soucy on the tackle for the Panthers. And gain of 8 for Rosenfeld is going to bring up, call it 9. Rosenfeld, 10 carries, now for 28 yards. Third and 1. They break the huddle with three wide receivers to the right and one to the left. Rosenfeld in the pistol, standing behind Mike Stewart. Takes the snap, gives to Rosenfeld, cuts back to his right, has a first down and more. Stiff arm to the near sideline, across the 45, midfield, huge block thrown there at the midfield stripe and ridden out of bounds by Chris Ouellette. Rosenfeld picks up the Strathaven 44-yard line. 19 yards later, Harrington in business here. All right.
Yep, glad to see him getting something going for themselves.
Yeah, Harrington getting it going now against Panthers second teamers, and again, this is a chance for the second team to get some snaps, get some extra work in. There will be a JV game on Monday.
Yes, there will.
Yeah, there will be a JV game on Monday as well.
And check back. We'll be doing November 5th. We'll be doing the middle school game. That's a Monday night.
First and 10 from the 44. Stewart, play fake, fires it over the middle. It is tipped and nearly intercepted. Chris Ouellette was waiting for that one, in and out of the hands of Max Copley. So Stewart, just 2 of 10 throwing it tonight for 11 yards. Completion of 11, completion of 0. And just been tough, tough sledding here for the Harrington offense, which has been shut out, each of the last 3 weeks. And now threatening to make it 4 here unless the Rams can turn it around here. 25 seconds to play here in the third quarter and counting. Molyneux split to the right. Three wide receivers to the left. Cresswell is in the pistol behind Mike Stewart. Toss play to Cresswell. They go reverse back to this near side. Brian Stewart wants to throw it. Throws back towards his brother. Incomplete. Perry Soucy waiting for it. Good coverage there. A little razzle-dazzle. keeps things interesting. 3 seconds, yep. 2 seconds, 1 second, and we've come to the end of a fast-moving third quarter. And for the Panthers, can't come fast enough. They lead it 42 to nothing and want to keep things rolling here. We'll keep it rolling when be back in 30 seconds right here on havenfootball.net. Back in just a moment.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Coldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Not just tonight, but every day and between games and off-season and everything else.
And articles, and play of the game production.
Tons of stuff. But Pete Fulginetti,
busy.
Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman, we thank you for chipping in as well with the stats and spotting tonight and halftime chatter.
Couldn't do it without him.
Absolutely not. Third and 10. Two wide receivers for Harrington. Three wide receivers now. And they toss play, looking for room as Cresswell running to his left. Across the 45, and then is ridden out of bounds. They'll stop him at the 40. Cole Pikel on the stop at the, call it 40. So Cresswell picks up four, brings up fourth down and six.
Definitely now, should be in fourth down territory here.
I would expect. I don't know that you'd want to punt it here.
Right.
Fourth quarter is the best drive Harrington's had going tonight. Started back at their 22-yard line, and now at the 40-yard line, and the officials starting to take care of the football now, too. The ball's getting wet, so the umpire's been holding on to it.
It's just a heavy drizzle. It really isn't terrible. But.
Yep. So Panthers will try to get off the field on fourth and six. Opponents just converting just 31% on the year. Stewart rolling to his right, looking, fires to the outside. It is caught by Brian Stewart. First down yardage and more. He's down near the 20-yard line. We'll see where they spot him. And they'll put it out right on the 20-yard line. Gain of 20. Mike Stewart to his brother Brian. It's funny. That's how things went in my house. I have a brother named Mike. We threw the ball around quite a bit.
Yeah?
Not here at Strathaven, but, right. we played a lot of front yard, backyard, middle of the street, playground, any kind of football we could play. And anyway, first and 10 here. Harrington threatening for the first time tonight. They are in the red zone at the 20-yard line of Strathaven from the right hash, ready to snap it with three wide receivers. Two to the left, one to the right, two running backs, Rosenfeld and Molino. They give it inside to Rosenfeld, who is dropped after a yard. That's all he'll get, thanks to number 64, Matt Dowdy, on the stop. And brings up 12 carries, 48 yards now for Rosenfeld. Yeah, 64. Shahadi, 54, is not in the game tonight, so just a heads up.
He doesn't go by names. Yeah, he only goes by numbers.
All right, 54.
I could say anything he'd put it down.
Alex out of the lineup tonight. Here, second down and 9 for Harrington. Same formation. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, and back to pass. They fire out to that right side, in and out of the hands. So his gloves get slippery in this rain, and Brian Stewart had that one.
I think he was just starting to run just before he secured it.
Brings up third down and 9, and unfortunate spot there for a drop. Stewart would like to have that one back.
Yeah.
1:41 to play in the fourth quarter. Ridley up 31-28. A field goal. A field goal from Nate Warwick has given the Green Raiders a 3-point lead with 1:41 left, and perhaps their playoff lives on the line.
Wow.
Haverford still with Jake Ruane and 1:41 to play with. I wouldn't rule out anything. Third and 9. Right here, Harrington, back to pass is Stewart, looking, firing to his left, has a man complete in the flat, that's Copley, but Cole Pikel all over him after maybe a gain of 1. maybe a yard if they, oh, they're going to be generous and give him two. Nice job. First grab of the night from Copley. Pikel on the stop. And Mike Stewart now, 4 of 14 for 33 yards, throwing it. Fourth and seven. Now, fourth down worked out just fine.
Yep.
A few minutes ago for Harrington. Completed to Brian Stewart for 20 yards that put him down at this end of the field. 8-12 and counting to play here in the fourth. Harrington trying to get on their board for the first time in a month. 8:05, 8:04 and counting. And they break the huddle with Brian Stewart split to the right. Rob Dineen to the left. Slot right is Copley. Molino and Rosenfeld are your backs. Pistol right here for Stewart. They go toss play and looking for room is Rosenfeld. Jarris Adams says no. Jarris Adams drops him at the 25-yard line. Loss of eight. And the Panther offense will get right back on the field. Good job there by Jarris getting off his block from that defensive end spot. And Rosenfeld is dropped. First and 10, Strathaven at their own 25.
Wow.
7:25 and counting to play here in the fourth quarter. And now, Cole Pikel brings the offense right back on the field. We'll try to keep you posted on any changes in the Ridley-Haverford scoring. Haverford has clinched a playoff spot, but they'd love a top eight seed in a home game next week. Ridley, a win tonight puts them in as the 16 seed where they would take on North Penn. First and 10 at the 25. Pikel under center. Give is to Jarris Adams, who spins his way. One man, two man, still on his feet. 35-40. Now Jarris down the near sideline. 50, 45, 40. It's a foot race. Jarris Adams finally ridden out of bounds, but not before he picks up the 15-yard line. Adams.
My
just
goodness.
Spun his way out of two tackles near the line of scrimmage. They're going to put this down at the 18-yard line.
That was
57 yards on the run for Adams.
Ooh.
And there's some talent there for sure. Jarris Adams now, 102 yards on three carries. 6:15 and counting to play here in the fourth. Adams checks out. Perry Soucy checks back into the game. Soucy lines up at fullback. Hemingway, halfback to the left, and wing to the right now is 28 Will Graham. Give is on the sweep. This is Hemingway. Who's going to dance his way inside the 15 and down near the 10-yard line? Good cut there from Alex Hemingway, and they'll put it down after a gain of eight. So, gain of eight for Hemingway. Clock ticks. 5:44, 5:43 and counting to play here in the fourth quarter. Quakertown and Kennett has gone final. Quakertown 17, Kennett 13.
Oh.
So Kennett needs some help now.
Yep.
Needs Chichester to lose to get in. Second and two right here. Give is off the left side and picking up, I think, first down yardage is number 28, Will Graham. Graham, the junior halfback. It's going to give him the 10. No, it's just going to be just shy. So third and one. That was Graham.
So it's a no gain.
Okay. All right. Pikel brings in the play. Clock ticks. 4:58 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Fourth quarter, rather. 42-0 Strathaven. You know, we haven't been here that long since halftime. It's just that running clock is melting quickly. Blackburn in as a tight end to the right. Third and two. This is Hemingway with room to run. 10-5. Hemingway lunging for the goal line. He's going to be just shy. They're going to put him down inside the one-yard line. Gain of nine for Hemingway. And first and goal to go for the Panthers. They'll have four cracks at it from about 2 feet away. All right. Clock continues to run. Cole Pikel running the offense. Jack Ryder out of the lineup with an injury tonight, so hopefully he can turn it around health-wise very quickly. Perry Soucy in the game at fullback. Perhaps he gets the call on senior night. Pikel turns. Give instead is to 28 Graham, who is swallowed up immediately for a loss. That's Ryan Dionani. Diodani, the nose guard, jumps in to stop him, and we'll see where they put this back at the four. So loss of three on the play for Graham. Brings up second down and goal from about the four, maybe the five, or almost the five. All right, trying to keep you posted on other scores here. Final score, West Catholic 41, Monsignor Bonner, Bonner-Prendy 0. All right. Haverford has two timeouts and the football trailing by three with a minute 40 to go. Here, second and goal from the five. Peichel turns, gives. This is Hemingway off the right side, lunges back to his left, and in for the touchdown, Alex Hemingway from the five-yard line. First varsity score for number 23. And the Panthers have stretched their lead to seven scores. 3:06 is what the clock reads. Panthers stop it for the sake of the extra point coming. Emmett Young on to attempt it for the seventh time tonight. Jake Fisher to hold, Belleville to snap it. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is up. It is good. 49-0. Strathaven on top. Panthers in business here tonight, taking care of it as expected and locking up a playoff berth right here on havenfootball.net. Be back in a moment for the final 3:06.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
49-0. Strathaven on top of Harriton. 3:06 to play here in the fourth, and Emmett Young has it teed once again. We'll come back in a moment for some score updates. Here, end-over-end kick. It's going to come down at the 17-yard line. Looking for room is Max Copley up this left sideline, and he's run smack into Perry Soucy and Zane Mazur. Out at the 36-yard line is where they'll put it down. So speaking of the scoring, it has gone final. Ridley 31, Haverford 28.
Wow.
Congratulations in advance to the Green Raiders, who I believe have locked up the 16 seed.
Wow.
Disappointing loss for Haverford. Congratulations to Garnet Valley for clinching the Central League tonight. They've gone undefeated in the Central, and I believe we're still waiting for a final, but they were in control against Upper Darby, and now that with a Haverford loss, that seems to be out of the question for anybody to share it with them.
Right.
And now Ridley in with a six-game win streak, as hot as anybody going into
absolutely
week 11. All right, here we go. First and 10. Mike Stewart gives inside as to Rosenfeld. He's going to run right through the defensive tackle there, but nice job to hang on by number 61, Jake Dunning, out of the 41-yard line. So a gain of five for Rosenfeld. 14 carries for 45 yards.
Welcome to varsity football, huh?
Yep. Dunning, nice job there. Solo tackle hanging on for dear
life.
That's
right.
Peter Blackburn in on the defensive line now as well. Joined up front by Will Graham and Jarris Adams. Perry Soucy in at linebacker. Peichel at the outside backer as well. Jason Stone and Alex Hemingway are your corners. Chris Willette is your safety. 1:44 and counting to play here in regulation. Second down and about five. Give inside, stiff arm momentarily, but Perry Soucy says enough of that. So no gain on the play for number 20, Josh Smith. Smith into the game as the sophomore, I'm sorry, freshman rather, 5'8", 175-pounder. My guess is we'll see a lot of him on Monday at the JV game. Here, football out at the 37-yard line, third down and four. 42. I'm on the wrong side of the 40.
That's okay. It happens.
It does. Glad it's happening in a 49-0 game with 1:07 to play. Clock ticks. Strathaven will even their record at 5-5. Move on to the District 1 playoffs on the road next week against, I think, Academy Park, but we'll firm that up sometime Sunday for sure. All right, here we go. On 3rd and 5. Give us the tailback, and stumbling his way across the 45-yard line is Teddy Mulino, and I think that should move the chains. Give him 4 yards and a first down. Chains move, but the clock will not stop. We are in a mercy rule circumstance here. 30 seconds, 29 seconds. Harrington may have one more snap. Mulino, 4 carries, 23 yards on the night. Harrington, I think we'll have barely 100 yards of total offense when it's all said and done. So a great job by the Panther defense. Offense was humming, scoring on every possession but one. And now, final snap of the game. Give inside is number 20, who's slung down immediately. Josh Smith is buried right there. And the Panthers finish strong here at George L. King Field. Give the home crowd something to cheer about. 49-0, and the Panthers hopefully have a good road show and a good road following next week with the band, the fans, and everything else. They did it last year, seeded as a lower seed, first-round road game, pulled off the win over Bishop Shanahan. We'll see who shows up for Week 11. We'll find that out later this weekend. But in the meantime, we'll take a short timeout, be back for a quick wrap-up, maybe a couple of other score updates from around District 1 and District 12. Back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Thanks for bringing it back, Mr. Hans. And no band here tonight, but the Panthers take care of business anyway on senior night. Congratulations to the 14 seniors, not just for the 49-0 victory tonight and another playoff berth, but congrats on just a terrific showing, terrific effort over the last 4 seasons to this program. And boy, wouldn't it be nice, Mike, to hang your hat on another playoff win as a lower seed 7 days from now.
It'd be fun. We'll see how they it's number one, we got to see who they're going to play, although we think it's Academy Park. They are not going to be an easy team to beat, that's for sure. It'll be an away game, so it'll play into their hands a little bit. But, you know, looking forward to it. And, listen, I'm just glad we don't have to make another hour drive to get to a game. That's the big deal. So, and hopefully the weather will be good, because I understand facilities at Academy Park may be a little tight for us to get under some cover. So we'll see.
We will see indeed. Academy Park has to punt it away. They trail 28-13 early in the fourth quarter against Penwood right now. So it's all Penwood at the moment. Academy Park had a drive where they took it to the goal line and fumbled. So some mistakes for the Knights tonight are hurting them. But if they were to lose this game to Penwood, my thought at the moment, my projection as of this morning, would put them as the 4 seed, and Strathaven would be on the road there, who I think, again, I'm assuming we're still going to be the 13, because Unionville is winning big tonight over Sun Valley. Unionville will probably jump ahead of us. Innerborough was winning big. They will not fall. Oxford was losing. Even with a loss tonight, Oxford doesn't fall far enough. Westchester East, the same can be said. I don't think they will fall far enough for the Panthers to move to an 11 or a 12 seed. So if it's a 13 seed and a trip to Academy Park, head coach Jason Vyshevsky, former Ridley guy, he knows this wing tee. That'll be a challenge there, but that's not an offense that Academy Park has seen much of, if at all, this season. On the field. So it'll be interesting to see how the Panthers offense, which was absolutely humming tonight and was absolutely humming last week. And so again, they have a lot to feel good about over the last couple weeks of football. See if we can keep it going, get beyond week 11, keep things going well into November. Congratulations to the Panthers for the playoff berth. Congratulations to the Harrington players who wrap up tonight, wrap up their season 1-9. Senior night for them in a sense as well. A number of seniors graduating playing. This is their last high school football game. Some pictures being snapped here on a rainy field. But, again, lots to be proud of for head coach Justin Miller and the program on the far sideline tonight. So, that being said, thanks again to Pat Clancy for getting us set up in the booth. This is our final trip, we assume, unless there are a number of crazy upsets in the playoffs in the next couple weeks. This is probably our last visit to George L. King for a little while. But in the meantime, thanks to Pat Clancy for getting us all set up and Gary James in the booth. Great season once again, Gary. We'll catch up with him soon. And but we will be back on the air 7 days from now, somewhere in District 1, somewhere in the playoffs. It could be in Sharon Hill, and it'll be Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Coffin with the stats and the spotting and Mike Mayer doing everything else for the broadcast and highlights and stats and everything else you see on havenfootball.net all week long. So we'll wrap it up from here. Thanks again to Mike, Andrew, and Pete. Thanks again to everybody here at Strathaven. Final score, Strathaven 49, Harrington nothing. Brian Carroll signing out. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.